Mae Sot is a town in Thailand that's near the border with Myanmar or Burma. It's due east of Rangoon. It's got an airport and roads that connect to the Irrawaddy River Delta. That's the area of Myanmar most affected by last week's cyclone. Mae Sot has become a jumping-off point for aid agencies. Jack Chance reports.
If you can get through to Burma on a mobile phone, the news is still grim.
The dead bodies are floating on the water. Everything is gone. I don't know how to talk about it because it's so terrible.
Some people have lost their clothes in the storm. They arrive at the hospital wearing only plastic bags. They need shoes, mosquito nets, waterproof tarps, and so many basic things.
Burma's government continues to keep most international aid workers from entering many storm-stricken regions of the Irrawaddy Delta. And there are accusations that the junta has appropriated the aid and has printed the names of its generals on UN-donated aid packages. There are several reports that Burmese civilians who try to deliver food are being stopped by the military. One Burmese health worker, who asked to remain anonymous, explains.
Well, military is showing on the state radio and television how good they are. But this is just a propaganda. We receive a very clear, you know, stories from the feast that millions of people are staying without shelter, without drinking food. The majority of people in the Irrawaddy Delta don't have help from the military. Now we got the information that cholera just started, and many people, and especially the children, are suffering from diarrhea. It will cause more, you know, death if we cannot take immediate intervention.
Two UN trucks drove into Burma from Thailand on Saturday. Some major aid organizations, such as World Vision, Save the Children, and Doctors Without Borders, are able to deliver some aid, but only to regions where they had clearance to work before the cyclone. But even these organizations report they are sometimes prevented from working. In Mae Sot, Thailand, other aid workers continue to wait for permission to enter Burma. But some local organizations are finding their way in through the back door. The Mae Tau Clinic here on the border is one. A community-based organization, it's sending teams of aid workers in under the radar of the Burmese military.
We are trying so many possible ways that can reach to the people who are definitely need in times of disaster. So we are collecting information, we are collecting the funding, and also trying the possible way to channel through Burma. For the meantime, we cannot tell you how, because you know there's a lot of difficulties and a lot of intimidation by the authorities. Some groups inside Burma, they have attempted to distribute the food to the people. That authorities are searching them, threatening them, and they want all the donation into their hands.
Representatives from the Mae Tau Clinic say the immediate needs are medicine, water purification tablets, and then food, particularly baby food. For the world, this is Jack Chance in Mae Sot on the Thai-Burma border.